Sports Central. Basketball.
And later this afternoon, talking boxing with Barry Michael ahead of the big Mundine Green fight. 21-2, let's talk some WNBA. Larissa Anderson, the head coach of the Dandenong Rangers, is on the line. Hi, Larissa.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, thank you. Now, big old up for you for this afternoon. How are things, how are the girls settling in for the big game this Ave?
Yeah, we're 3 hours behind you, so we're still enjoying a lovely morning over here in Perth. We've got a big game against them later this afternoon, but I think the girls are feeling really good.
So what do you do on game day?
Well, the girls enjoyed a little bit of a sleep last night and this morning, and breakfast and a walk and stretch and exactly what you do at home, just away. So try and keep as normal as possible.
So when do you start filling their head full of game plan and scenarios and stuff like that, given that you've got, 5 hours or so before the game?
In exactly 40 minutes.
Right.
So we'll have our team meeting and we'll head off and still get there a normal hour and a half, 2 hours before the game. It all happens soon.
Now, we are at the business end of the season, and you'll certainly be there at the business end of the season, but you want to finish on top. So put this game into perspective for us against the Lynx.
Well, there's no guarantee yet. We've really got to keep winning. So absolutely, we'd love to keep top spot. But at the same time, if we did not finish off the season properly, anything could still happen. So we've really focused on this game this afternoon. At this stage, we're 41 points up on Perth in a four-game series, and we're 2 games in. So we've won those first two by a good margin. And if we could get this one today, then we've well and truly won that series, which is really important considering they're sitting in third spot. So, and Sydney just keep winning no matter how. At 1 point, 2 points, they've had so many close games. They're just getting it done as well. So they're only 1 game behind us in second spot. So if we want to hold on to that top spot, as you've said, we have to keep winning these games. And we've got 5 really tough games to finish the season out, which I'm really happy with, actually, because it's going to show us exactly what we're made of and give us very much final-type games going straight into finals if we make it.
5 games to go, 2 against Sydney, 2 against Townsville, and 1 against Sydney, 2 Townsville. Well, 2 Perth. How do you sort of make sure that you're peaking at the right time, Larissa? Because there has to be a stage where you've got to, I guess, let the pressure valve off a little bit.
Yeah, I think, it starts today. I think it's, for us, we played Boomers and Adelaide 3 times in the last 2 weeks post-Christmas, and we clearly didn't come into after the break particularly well, but we felt like it feels like we've really gotten back to closer to where we were pre-Christmas over the last week and a half. So I think I'm really looking forward to seeing how the girls are today against Perth. We match up with them well. The girls, Perth are going to be very fired up knowing the last 2 results and knowing how close it is underneath them on the ladder. So I think there's no better opportunity to do that than right now against Perth this afternoon. And then no doubt if we're going to come up against a very fired up Townsville next week. So every single week's going to be a big matchup for us and a great opportunity for the girls to show what they're made of.
Was the Adelaide game a bit of a wake-up call?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think we needed that, though. I was always nervous going into that. When the fixture was first done, I was really annoyed that we had 3 weeks off a game. No one can emulate a game. And I remember as a player always how badly you came back from that Christmas break, because you kind of build yourself up to that break and then you just stop because you feel like you need it. And it is always really hard to get back into it afterwards. So to go 3 weeks without a game really killed us a little bit, but we're back on track now and it is what it is. And a couple of teams are in that same position and you'll find that their results were very similar. So I don't think there's any fluke in that. So it's just taking a little bit of hard work to get back to where we are.
Is that something you'll talk to them about at the end of the season when everyone does their wash up and you put your little sort of summation of the season and you'll say, can we not have a 3-week break because it tends to put a speed hump in everybody's season?
Yeah, sure. You definitely need a break, but it's such a full-on season and the scheduling and a lot in the WNBL's defence, a lot of the clubs make it very hard to make the schedule a lot easier because there's a lot of hurdles that clubs face with when they can have their courts available and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so it goes both ways, that argument. So it is really hard to put a fixture together that works for everybody, but I think the easiest way around that is to make sure that everyone gets the same break at Christmas. But, I mean, we're past that now and it is what it is, and every single team is faced with different challenges that they've got to face. There's some really tough road trips and some teams play different teams 4 times to others. And so there's all sorts of stuff that balances out for everybody. So I think it all ends up being fairly even across the board. So we've just got to focus on getting ourselves back to our best. And I feel like we're nearly there now.
The head coach of the Dandenong Rangers, Larissa Anderson, is with me. The fitness and freshness of the group, how's that?
Yeah, good. we're back to full strength. We've still got Nat slightly on limitations, but she's coming along really, really well, and it's so good to have her back in there. That's Nat Novosel. So the whole group's feeling really good, and I think that we've had three games. This will be our third game this week, but that's allowed the girls to kind of carry on their form from the Adelaide game last Saturday night, which was really good. They're feeling really good. They're looking good. And as I said, I'm looking forward to seeing how they go today.
Both teams coming off a win. You a good one over the Boomers and them a very big one over Adelaide. With the 80 points, that's a massive score.
It is. We were very, you mean against Adelaide, though, the girls were really, really good. They stuck to their game plan. They played almost a whole 40 minutes.
spoken like a true coach.
Yeah, they almost got there. That was a really good effort against Adelaide. And it's always a big game against Boomers. That was built up. We had, I think they said, just over 2,600 in that crowd.
That's good.
So that was a huge, that was like a finals-like atmosphere to play in front of on Wednesday night at the State Centre. And it's always a tough game against the Boomers. We match up well with them, and there's a lot of feeling between the two teams, a lot of rivalry. So that was a good one to get over. And so it would be a good one to see how we go today.
With the couple against Perth and Townsville and Sydney, you are playing the good teams heading into the finals. Mm. So you're going to be in good nick when you get to the finals.
That's the way you've got to look at it. It's certainly going to be a great way to go in. And I would assume that all three of those teams are also going to make finals. I think it would be, even though technically looking at it, I can't see Perth dropping out, although anything's possible. Mind you, I say that, and then Bendigo is such a good team too, and they're right. It's going to be really unfortunate for whatever team misses out, because really there are five or six teams, there's six teams really that could make finals and on any given day beat the top team or second team, whoever you face. So such an even team, even league. So yeah, look, who knows? However it ends up, it's going to be a tough one.
Just make sure you're there, Larissa.
We will definitely be doing everything we can to make sure we're there. But, I think that you can't, for me personally, I couldn't ask for a better road into the finals. I think if you go in there a bit soft against teams that you end up getting a bigger margin, you could say that it allows you to work on things and keeps your confidence up. But for us, these are going to be teams that are desperate to, we're playing teams with their backs against the wall, desperate to win, to maintain and get into that finals run. So for us, it's going to be our biggest challenge going in. So I don't think there could be better preparation than that.
Good luck for this afternoon.
Thank you so much.